That's because I only have 4 minutes left. Allahu Akbar. I'll end with this poem, which I actually wrote on the plane coming here, and which I would like to dedicate to Shabda and Tamam. If inshallah poetry is a healing, it's in two parts. The last rhinoceros might look around and wonder where its beautiful, beady-eyed brothers and sisters went. The last waterfall might slide its last cascade down the usual rocks and feel strange. The last wheeling bird, so used to wheeling within other wheeling birds' orbits against wandering clouds. The last wandering cloud might wonder why only one shadow is crossing the earth below. Last things amounting to all the things that ever went before. Last movements shuddering into a final stillness, and a final stillness hovering in its solitude a moment before shivering away. We wonder whose eyes are looking into ours for the last time. Whose voice not heard up close, but neither too far away, echoing faintly. Whose face we gaze into before it sets like the last sun, with all its energy drained. And then the prophet's light and its prophetic treasury, whose ocean beats billow behind all vanishing things, and the ache of a planet out in space at a dark edge with endlessness, alone among last things, when even all creation was a cure for God's lordly loneliness, and the last flickering gnat aloft in a beam of light, and the beam of light itself lost in the Lord's bright eye. 2. Will we take everything by the hand and help it through the last door? When we boarded the plane, the smiling purser asked if San Francisco was our final destination. Of course, I couldn't help myself and said, I hope not. God is. And he strangely said, I'm already there. I know. Maybe he's too busy to ask him what he meant, rushing back and forth down the narrow aisle bringing tea. Or maybe so much flying through the air has finally gotten him there. We churn through the night, going through last door after last door in space. Each person of us on this plane, a world abuzz with its curious proclamations. And my sense of lastness, always so acute, this far off the ground. Through door after door in the darkness. Each of them, God's door, opened for the first time, then vanishing away. Assalamu alaikum, thank you. You're so sweet, but we have a whole schedule.